Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, Krishna has answered the question of Arjuna. So Arjuna's question, a very, very important question. So Arjuna's question was, what is that force that impels a person to do sinful activities unwillingly? This was the question. And Krishna says, Kama Esha. It is lust, O Arjuna. Now Krishna is continuing to give more details about this greatest enemy that all of us have. And this particular verse that we're going to discuss today is actually going to help us to understand how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are because we are human beings. Let's try to understand this from shloka number 38. Dhume na vriyate vane yathadarsho malena cha yathol bena vrito garbhas. So here, Krishna is giving three analogies. And these three analogies will actually understand, will make us understand the lust in three different increasing degrees. So the first one, so he says, Dhumena Vahanihi. So Vahanihi basically is fire and Dhumena is smoke. And Avritya. So this Vahanihi, this fire, is covered by Dhumena, the smoke. Avritya, it's covered. And Yatha, just as this Adarshaha is the mirror. Malena, dust. Like the mirror covered by dust. And also there's another analogy. Yatha, Ulbena, Avritaha, Garbha. So Garbha, that is embryo, being covered, avrita, covered by what? Ulbena, that is womb. So, first one is fire covered by smoke. Second, the mirror covered by dust. And third is the embryo covered by the womb. And here it says, Tatha tenedam avritam. So, in this way, what is happening? The living entity is covered by different degrees of lust. So this is a very nice shloka to understand the different degrees of lust that the living entities are covered with. So Prabhupada is starting the purport with, there are three degrees of covering of the living entity by which his pure consciousness is obscured. See, finally when the lust covering is there, so what is this lust covering? Covering what? It's covering the pure consciousness of the living entity, and that covering is actually making our consciousness contaminated. That's what is now very clear here. And also, these different degrees of lust, let's try to understand that. So when lust is compared to smoke, it is understood that fire of the living spark can be little perceived. In other words, when the living entity exhibits his Krishna consciousness slightly. So now, let's take these analogies one by one and try to understand. Now, when there is fire and the smoke is covering that, but still in this analogy, we see that the fire is still able to perform its function. What is the function? Giving heat and light. So the smoke is there, fire is there, but still the function is taken care and the smoke covering is there. But then still the fire can be seen, a little fire can be seen. Yes. So the person can perceive the fire and he can also feel the heat and light. This is the first one. The second sort of covering that is mentioned here is the mirror covered by dust. Now in this, what is happening? What is the function of mirror? The function of mirror is to reflect the images. But now when the mirror is completely covered with thick dust, so the thing is, here we will not be able to see our image. So the mirror is not able to perform its function. But one thing is clear here, we are able to see the mirror. We are able to see the mirror, but the mirror is not able to perform its function. So this is the second analogy. The third analogy that is there is the embryo covered by the womb. Now in this, what is happening? Here the embryo cannot perform its function, that is stretching the hands and legs. So it is not tightly packed in the womb. And the second thing, even we cannot see what is the embryo, or no, how is it looking, or what it is. Yes. So it's a thick covering. So we can say that fire covered by smoke is shallow lust. Then the next one is mirror covered by dust is deep lust. And the womb covering the embryo is like the very deepest. So here, now we can understand that these are different degrees of lust. Let's take the womb covering the embryo aspect. When the lust is so deep, so here Prabhupada says that the living entity becomes unconscious there. And that is compared to the existence of the trees. So living entities in the form of trees, they are into that very deep lust. It's very difficult to perform any function knowing that. The function of realizing Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the next one is the mirror covered by dust. So in that, what is happening? So in that, again the same thing. It's not able to perform its function. But at least we can see the structure, we can see, you know, something we can see. And that is compared to the birds and beasts. But then, this fire covered by smoke is very, very important. Because that makes a lot of sense. Even when it is covered, it's able to perform its function. Even when it's covered, we can perceive what it is. And that is compared to human form of life. So the shallow lust is compared to human form of life. So it is given here a very, very nice thing. By carefully handling of the smoke in the fire, fire can be made to blaze. Therefore, the human form of life is a chance for the living entity to escape the entanglement of material existence. In the human form of life, one can conquer the enemy lust by cultivation of Krishna consciousness under able guidance. This human form of life is like a junction. It's a junction where the person can decide where to go. Because the covering that is there, the lust covering that is there, that is not as thick as the mirror with the dust or the embryo covered by the womb. So when it comes to these trees and animals, they can never ever get rid of lust. It's very difficult. Only when the living entity comes to the platform of human form of life, after going through 84 lakh species, when the person gets this opportunity, when he uses that opportunity, he can actually conquer the lust. And how to conquer this lust? By practicing bhakti, by practicing Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. There is no other way to conquer the lust. It is the greatest enemy. This greatest enemy that is there, it cannot be conquered by anything. It needs a very, very, very strong procedure, a strong way to conquer or to be, or to subdue, you know, this enemy. And what is that strong thing that we have? Practice of devotional service. Golokera prema dhana harinama sankirtana. From Goloka, the weapon has come to kill this enemy. And what is that? Harinam, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when we chant this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is happening? The fire that is covered with the smoke, or our consciousness covered with a covering, slowly that covering starts getting removed. And what happens? The living entity starts coming back to its original constitutional position of being the servant of Krishna. So this uncovering that is there, that only Bhakti Yoga can do and nothing else. There's no other thing in this world that can help a living entity to get rid of this lust. So it is very important to understand how fortunate we are. We have got this human form of life only for one reason. To break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. And this only human beings can do. Animals cannot do. The trees and plants cannot do. And what is the reason? We have seen this in the shloka. They have deep lust, very deep lust. The covering is so thick that they cannot break that. But when it comes to human beings, the covering is not that thick, it is thin. And it can be easily uncovered by practicing of devotional service. Now here, Krishna has spoken about the different degrees of lust. Now Krishna wants to add more details to it. It's a very interesting topic to understand our current contaminated nature, and Krishna is helping us to understand that. And now Krishna is going to continue the same theme, and he's going to speak more about lust in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.